That's the sound of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies. You know them from hits like Time of the Season, Tell Her No, She's Not There. Their album Odyssey and Oracle ranked one of the top 100 albums of all time by Rolling Stone. They've got a brand new album coming out end of the month called Different Game. That's one of the songs from the album, Dropped, Reeling, and Stupid. Also a documentary in the works that'll be premiering at South by Southwest, all about the band as well. We had a chance to talk about all this exciting Zombies news earlier today with Rod Argent. Rod, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Rich. Lovely to meet you. Hi.
Man, oh man, it is so great to hear you and Colin again. Everything I've heard from Different Game sounds just fantastic.
Oh, bless you. Honestly, a few people have, obviously, these are early days for it, but in the industry over here, we've had a wonderful reaction to it. I really hope that's replicated with the general public when it comes out, because I can't believe the reaction we've had so far. So it's very kind of you to say that. Thank you.
The newest single, Merry Go Round, that seems like a pretty good piece of advice for all of us to be ready when that ride comes around and it's your turn to get on.
That's absolutely what it's about. It's like saying, believe in yourself and just do what is real for you, and eventually your chance will come, but you have to be ready to take it. So, you know, keep your focus on what's right and real for you and where your head really is. Thank you.
I really enjoyed Dropped, Reeling, and Stupid. Man, what a great groove that is, and such a fun song.
I loved that song. I loved doing that song. That one came together extraordinarily quickly. In fact, I think it was one of the we made a point in recording in a very old-fashioned way, in the sense that we all wanted to play together in the same room without laying tracks separately. And so you get this cohesive performance where everyone works off everybody else, and really one of the earliest takes, including Colin's lead vocal, came when we recorded that. We recorded that track maybe for 3 or 4 hours. The one we took was probably recorded in after about an hour and a half, and it was the take that captured a little bit of magic, where the sum feels greater than the sum of the parts, if you see what I mean, because everyone's bouncing off everybody else and just minutely altering what they're doing to what they're hearing at that very second. It's the essence of live performance, really, but in a controlled situation in the studio. So I love that, Doug, as well. I'm glad you picked on that too.
And a really nice, different kind of sound with Love You While I Can.
Yeah. I mean, that song was actually, believe it or not, it was written for, I had a chord sequence in my mind, our manager for the last 10 years have been the Rocks management, and that's been Chris and Cindy, and they were getting married. It was their second marriage for both of them, and they were getting married in my place in Hampshire. And as a surprise, I wanted to write just a piano and voice thing that Colin and I could do as a surprise on their wedding day. In the end, it wasn't quite ready for that, but it was really written for their wedding, but I hope it's a universal sentiment as well. And it was meant to be a universal sentiment as well, not just about, you know, their wedding, but it was sort of in honor of their wedding. So it was a very sincere message. And strangely enough, it's one of those things where when we started rehearsing with the band, I thought it would be great for me to play that whole guitar line I was playing on the piano. And it didn't sound as special as I wanted it to with that combination. So I said to Tom, our guitarist, if I taught it to you, do you think you could say note for note what I played? And I wrote it out. His wife's a classical pianist, actually. So she helped, because Tom doesn't actually read, but he's a wonderful musician. I gave the score to her of what I played on the piano, and she transcribed it for guitar, and Tom really worked at it, and he got a most beautiful sound on it and performance, and I loved it, and it sounded so intimate, you know, just starting with that guitar thing, and then Colin singing softly, and then really expanding in the middle, and then coming down again. I loved it, and that was the whole thing about that song.
Well, it sounds great. It's terrific. We're talking with Rod Argent of the Zombies here on Downtown. A new documentary coming out will premiere down at South by Southwest, Hung Up on a Dream. The filmmaker inspired, like so many were, by your great album, Odyssey and Oracle, considered one of the best albums of all time. But it's hard to believe that not everybody fell in love with the album when it first came out. And is it true that a guy we've had on our show, Al Cooper, kind of had to go to bat for you with Columbia to get them to release it here?
You're absolutely right. We couldn't get arrested after we made that album. But the reason we made that album was because Chris White and I, the two writers, really felt desperately that we wanted our songs to be recorded in the way that we heard them when we wrote them. And so we produced that album ourselves, which incidentally is what we've done with the new album as well. And I think it's the best one since Odyssey and Oracle. But you're right. Al Cooper, who was the hottest producer at the time, had just joined CBS or Columbia, and he came to England, picked up 200 albums, and there was one that for him stood above the rest, and that was Odyssey and Oracle. And he went back to Clive Davis and said, I've just joined you as your main A&R guy. He said, whoever's got this album, you've got to buy it. And Clive said, well, we've actually got it, but I like it, but we don't feel it's commercial, so, you know, we're going to pass. And Al said, you can't pass. You've got to put it out. He said, okay, so that's what you feel. So they put it out, and they chose, but not Al, they chose a couple of singles. Al wanted Time of the Season. They didn't feel it was commercial. It's the story of our lives, actually. People never think our records are commercial until they get to number one. and Al was totally responsible. It would have been lost otherwise. We'd broken up by that time because in the UK, it had done nothing. So one guy in Boise, Idaho, started playing, one DJ, and it quickly spread and caught like wildfire. And strangely enough, the very day that we got our induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was 50 years to the day when the Cashbox edition came out, which showed Time of the Season at number one. So thank you a million times, Al. You know, without him, we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing.
You guys have come a long way since the Mustangs.
Yeah, the Mustangs are not, they don't mean all that much, do they?
Well, it is great to have new music from you and Colin. A Different Game officially released at the end of the month, but you can already find some of the new music out there, the latest single Merry-Go-Round, and look for the documentary Hung Up on a Dream. Well, Rod, thank you so much. Great to talk with you. We wish you much success with the new album and with the documentary.
Oh, thank you so much, Rich. Very nice to talk to you.